All right, 1380 WPHM. The United Way is well on its way toward its campaign goal this year, and the dollars that are raised by the United Way help a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances in our community. 21 affiliated organizations in the last year reached thousands of people in St. Clair County through 36 different funded programs, including that of the Blue Water Hospice organization. Joining us right now, the Executive Director of Hospice Home Care, Angela Dallaire. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what Hospice Home Care is.
Okay, so Hospice Home Care is care for end-of-life treatment for terminally ill patients if they have a life expectancy of 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm. And is it in-home or in hospital? Where does hospice get involved?
So Hospice Home can be in your home or ours. We have the Blue Water Hospice Home in Marysville. We have 12 patient rooms. They're private, quiet atmosphere, park-like setting, and it provides a very safe environment for the patients to be cared for.
Not every community has something like the hospice home. It's a pretty special place. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It is. It's a true hidden gem, and due to the generosity of our community here and the care, we were able to build this home. And so it is a true gem. It is very unheard of, and it's very special. It's very special and it's beautiful, and it's set back, and it's hidden on purpose, mm-hmm. because of the privacy.
Right.
It's on 33 acres, 5-acre pond, 12 beautiful private rooms for the patients. So when the families and the patients come into the home, we are able to relieve those patients of the stressors and the worries of the in-home care, so that the end-of-life treatment and the care for the patient is able to be one-on-one with the families and patients.
Right.
We take care of all that clinical need, and those families and friends get to just spend that last time very quality in that setting.
And that's got to be such a relief to the patients and their families, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We help countless amount of families and friends. And honestly, being new in my role and new in the organization, mm-hmm. it is so nice to be able to hear all the stories in town when you see someone. And I say that I work at the VNA and Blue Water Hospice. They always have a story to share.
Yeah.
It's touching.
And it doesn't end at the end of the patient's life, that relationship either. It continues after that, doesn't it, for the family?
It does. We have bereavement support that extends 13 months after end of life journey.
Right.
And we have enormous support through our volunteer program and our bereavement services.
Yeah. How are you funded? And this is kind of getting us into talking about the United Way, because I know the United Way does help you quite a bit.
Well, today is the day, and the United Way has been
they've helped a lot, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They've been able to provide 166 patient days last year for our patients.
Okay.
And pulls your heartstrings.
Yeah, really, when you put it in those terms, not just dollars, but how many patients are helped, how many days they're helped as well. You said today's the day. That's the campaign theme this year for the United Way. And, I mean, if everybody in St. Clair County gave a dollar a day, imagine how much money they'd be able to raise.
Exactly. And I think that it's very important to realize that our county is a trendsetter. It's a trendsetter for philanthropy care and philanthropy here in the community, and it's really nice to be a part of that. And United Way has helped us. We would not be able to provide the care and the financial assistance needed for some of those patients in that home, and because the United Way and our community partnerships, we are able to provide so much more.
One of the great things about our local United Way is that they have this board that oversees who gets funding and how they get funding. And so it's just not an automatic, here, you get a check this year because, we always give you a check. You have to go to the United Way and say, here's what we did last year and here's what we want to do in the coming year.
Absolutely. We need to express the need. And there's criteria. There's criteria to be able to provide the financial assistance, being good stewards of the dollars and doing our due diligence. You have to qualify for being part of this community. And you have to, show the need.
Right. If there's somebody out there that is contemplating giving to the United Way, they haven't given yet, or maybe they want to maybe increase their donation, but they haven't decided yet, what would you say to persuade somebody to give to the United Way this year?
That our dollars are kept locally. I think that's very important to realize. I have a passion for end-of-life care, and I feel it's a true honor to be able to be a part of someone's journey at the end of their life. And I know that I may not need the help today, and I know that one day I may need the help, and knowing that the United Way is able to ensure that I will have the care available for myself and the loved ones, end-of-life care just is reassuring to me.
There you go. Today is the day to give to the United Way. Thanks so much for being here, Angela. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Angela Dallaire, the Executive Director of Hospice Home Care from VNA Blue Water Hospice.